This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 149. So today we talk to Fred Chua of the Magellan Solutions. We previously were introduced to Fred back in episode 146, if you want to know more about his history in outsourcing. But today we deep dive into Magellan Solutions. It is a full service BPO, and we sort of explore how full service BPOs really price, really structure, and really work alongside their clients who become close partners as a result of the fuller service offering. So really interesting conversation. I certainly enjoyed it and learned a lot, and I'm sure you can too. So if you want to get in touch with Fred or know any more about this episode, then go to our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/149. Enjoy. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Again, I'm super excited to be joined by Fred Chua of Magellan Solutions. Hi, Fred. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me as well for this episode, I guess.
Absolute pleasure. And today, I want to deep dive into Magellan Solutions. So you are a call center and BPO. You've been going now over 10 years. And
turning 13 now, I guess.
Yeah, that's incredible. But also with your own personal career, you have seen outsourcing from the beginning. So you're certainly a good person to deep dive into the functionalities of outsourcing and how it can benefit SMEs out there in the West. So thanks so much for joining us. And I suppose initially, do you want to just kind of introduce and outline your journeys and how you got here?
Sure. So I guess to be more specific, I guess as I mentioned, the company started back in 2003, 2004. So we incorporated. I actually came from the call center industry myself as well, as a call center agent, worked in a big call center operation, and decided, you know what, there's a gap in supporting the SME segment because it's a huge sector, and I wanted to set up a call center that's specific for the BPOs, the SME sector. I mean, so when we started off, we didn't really have any clients in the U.S. And we were thinking, I think probably the best course of action would be to set up a JV partnership with a US-based call center or something that would handle all the marketing and sales. And of course, on our side, we'll handle the operations, day-to-day operations of the Philippine setup. So that's sort of like our initial arrangement. But, I think, one thing led to the other. It didn't pan out correctly based on what our original arrangement was. So we ended up just being a typical outsourcing company. So we started off in a house setup. We even had a pool back then. It was a very enjoyable, recreational area, I guess, in that sense. But that was our starting point. So our first ever client was actually Directory Assistance, a 411 service. Wow. In California.
There was a big corporate client to get on your
list. Not so big. But I know, like, for example, in the U.S., like here, one of the biggest companies that used to do 411 services was InfoNXX. So, which is a huge company, but like 90% of back then, I'm not sure about now. It's KGB now, but I'm not sure about, what their line of business is.
So you started Magellan Solutions in response to what you saw a gap in the market where basically there were big players catering to big players, but there wasn't really anyone catering to SMEs?
Yes, not so much. There definitely are pockets of companies that cater to the SME segment, but bottom line right now is that the way things happen is that, as a BPO or a call center grows, they tend to also try to get the bigger accounts. Because, of course, I get the logic. It's a no-brainer. It's easier to manage, it's easier to manage one client that has 100 seats as opposed to 10 clients having 10 seats each. Mm. So, different headaches. You have 10 times more headache compared to just having one client. Right, so I get the logic of that part, but nobody really is focused on the SME segment. It's always as a company grows, as a BPO call center grows, they tend to focus themselves more on focusing on the Fortune 1000 and Fortune 500 and all these other stuff. But that's the normal progression of companies. So no company has really focus themselves on the SME segment. You know, the way we're looking at it is that, okay, fine. If we get, of course, if we get a big player, we're not going to turn them down. We're definitely going to support them. But even if, as we grow our organization, we still want to focus on the SME segment. So we're still going to get the 5 seats, the 10 seat operations, and we're still going to be able to manage it based on our support structure and our process and our systems. Because our you know, everything that we do right now is really geared towards supporting SMEs properly.
Right. So let's explore your services then. And you know, this isn't so that it's an infomercial, but it's so that, you know, people out there listening can get a sense of how you can add value to a process and where you find the kind of sweet spots and the easy wins are for SMEs engaging in outsourcing for the first time. Do you, and as a question, I suppose, do you deal with a lot of your clients who are entering into outsourcing for the first time? And what are some of the things you observe in that process?
Yes, we since you're dealing with a lot of SMEs, there are SMEs that have tried out different companies as well. And of course, the reason that why they're searching for a new player is, of course, you know, they weren't happy with, you know, what they experienced with the other BPO companies, which is typically the way BPOs typically work is that, you know, you want 5 people, then I'll hire you 5 people. But who manages the 5 people is the major issue. Mm. You know, who sets up the structures, the systems, the operational accountabilities, the management of KPIs and metrics. And those are the key value proposition that we're focused on delivering. And I think that's one of the things that's a gap. That's one of the things that's a gap with managing SME accounts is that you just look at it in terms of, okay, I want 5 people, I'll hire 5 people for you. But that's only half of the job. You know, you get the right people, but you have to be able to manage them to do a good job for the client. Mm. And that's sort of like what we're focused on is really end-to-end spectrum of providing quality assurance, continuous improvement, and that's sort of like, you know, our value proposition.
Because there's maybe a differentiator there, and there's a number of different models of outsourcing, but two of the common ones are like a seat leasing or staff leasing arrangement versus the full service BPO or business process outsourcing. You guys are the latter, like you effectively implement the business process, and in that people are buying into your experience, your expertise in those processes. So can you talk a little bit about that? Maybe in the staff leasing arrangement, it's when you do hire 5 staff, but then, you know, they have no strategy or structure.
Don't get me wrong. Actually, the seat leasing or staff leasing model, in a sense, is actually a good model as well. But it really just depends on what type of service you're actually outsourcing. If you're talking about, let's say, virtual assistant type of task, or very, very simple, very straightforward, data processing work or whatever that doesn't really entail a whole lot of oversight management, then a managed seat leasing arrangement works. You know, a staff leasing model works without much oversight. But if you're talking about providing customer service, sales, more complex data processing tasks, you have to have the right process and system, because first you have to look at the continuous improvement side, because when you start a program during the pilot or incubation phase, there's bound to be a learning curve of all the people. And without you supporting that properly, and of course it's difficult for a client based in the U.S. or the Philippines to support these agents because they're remote. So everything's going to be through Skype, everything's going to be through a conference call or a video call. So it's a bit more difficult to manage that on a day-to-day basis. Probably once in a while you set up a call, but it's not once in a while that you have to do that you need to manage them. It has to be like day in and day out. You have to provide oversight. And that's where the full end-to-end support mechanism works. You know, you have your own team leaders, quality assurance, trainer, implementations team that actually ensures that everything is run properly. And that's very critical. So it boils down to what your needs are. If it's a very simple task, fine. You go for the staff leasing model, which might be a bit more cost effective. But then again, if you want the program to succeed, you have to look at it on an end-to-end spectrum and say, who's managing it? Who's managing the KPIs? Who's monitoring? Who's sending me reports? Is somebody tracking progression, right?
Right. And as a guide then, what are some of the easy wins, some of the best processes that you can suggest that SMEs start with? And then give us a guide as to how you price these things and structure them.
Sure. As a guide point, it's the critical part is really to benchmark as well. You know, when you're talking to somebody, does the person that you're talking to really try to understand your process? I think that's the critical factor. Sometimes it tends to be like, you know, I'm outsourcing to the Philippines because I know you're cheaper. But that's only the superficial level of it. You have to understand, okay, yes, we're cheaper relative to hiring, but it's not just the cost factor. You have to look at the value factor. So I think the critical things that a client should look at before outsourcing is that is the BPO company that they're talking to really trying to understand their business, or just trying to say, okay, I want 10 people from you. This is my price, take it or leave it type of thing. You know, so that's very superficial. And you know for a fact that the processes are super broad. Everybody has their own specific requirements. And for you to be able to do a good job for your clients, you have to understand that specific requirement so that you can help the client based on whatever his pitfalls are, right? So you have to understand that. And if you're speaking to a company and they don't seem to really probe deep, expect that to happen when you're already outsourcing. It's going to be still very superficial. It's going to be, tell me what to do and I'll do it. Mm-hmm. Instead of, tell me what to do, and then we'll also provide you our recommendations on based on best practices. This is what to do. So it's more consultative in nature as opposed to specific instructions. And if you don't give me an instruction, I'm not going to move. Mm. Right.
And it's truly a partnership, isn't it? Because unlike any other kind of contractual arrangement within a business, you really are working side by side with people because you're working side by side with the clients and the partners. And so as a result, it needs to be organic and it needs to morph. But are you seeing, you know, as a bit of a kind of point of friction, do people look at the bottom line and say, well, you know, this guy said he'd
offer this rate. Whatever.
And, you know, does it often, again, it is the superficial thing, but do people get caught up on that and not realize actually the entire iceberg under the water is about the delivery and the benchmarking and the quality of service?
Sure. Yes, there are companies that would just say, I don't care about anything that you're talking about. Just give me the price. I want the bottom line. There are companies like that. And unfortunately, you have to, you know, if it's good for them, then by all means, you know, it's good for them. But they may be short-sighted with that perspective. We've experienced a lot of companies that just wanted to look at the lowest cost bidder, and they went with other companies, and then eventually they said, "You know what, Fred? I want to go back. I want to go with you. You know, from our last discussion, you weren't the cheapest, but essentially you provided this, this, and that. So, and we wanted to make sure it works because you know we outsourced to another company. They didn't really provide the things that I needed." So yes, there are cases like that. Again, for some companies it works, then good for them. But for I believe based on again, it just depends on the complexity of the process. If it's super no brainer, then possible. But then again, you still have to provide a lot of oversight to it, even if it's a very simple task. Especially if you're managing like 20 people, 30 people, it becomes a lot more difficult. So
yeah, absolutely. And what is a guide to your pricing structure then? Because the seat leasing or staff leasing is very obvious, it's very transparent, but you don't get that value add layer on top. So, you know, what is a guide to your pricing structures?
We don't have a standard pricing structure, in all honesty. That's the reason why when we do things, it's full end-to-end scoping. Once we understand the entire business model of what the client wants to outsource to us, not on a superficial level, not just saying, I want to outsource customer service. It's not as simple as that. Okay, what the customer service? You have to look at what are the expectations. Do you have higher expectation? If it's higher expectation, naturally we'll have to put in higher caliber, more experienced agents. If it's the expectations are very straightforward, very easy, then we can tend to put in newbie agents as well. So there's a bit more subjectivity, but of course, naturally the pricing model is varying based on. And we tend to, like in our case, we tend to adjust based on all of these factors. Could be fixed monthly or hourly or some of them transaction-based models, some of them call-based models. And of course, for outbound, sometimes it may be also performance-based. So it's really broad. It's really broad as far as the arrangements are concerned.
Yeah, it is so broad, and that's the truest kind of BPO, isn't it, in that you're paying or the client is paying for either an output or a transaction or a performance, as opposed to the other side of the spectrum where they're paying for the hours or the seat or the person. And that is the primary delineator, I suppose, isn't it? In that, you have to explore the model. And then there's also a shared risk there, isn't there? Because if you're getting paid per output, then obviously there's you are sharing the obligation to get that output, to get the quality, to get whatever those agreed benchmarks.
Actually, it's kind of like opposite. When you look at a when you look at a performance based or output based type of arrangement, generally speaking, the risk befalls the call center or the BPO company naturally, because of course they need to provide the full support mechanism and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, if they don't deliver, which is I get it, in terms of the partnership stuff, it has to be delivered. But certain aspects need to incubate properly as well. So there are certain campaigns that, the learning curve might take like a couple of months. And if you're looking at a performance-based type of arrangement wherein you're just going to pay on a, let's say if it's a telemarketing campaign, an outbound process, and you just look at short term and say, I don't want to take the risk, I'm going to pay only per sale, then it's a short-sighted version of things, and you're not looking at the long term and say, I want to make sure that I establish an outbound sales team that will deliver constant lead generation, appointment setting, telemarketing numbers to the business. And if you look at it that way on a long-term spectrum, then it makes sense to say, you know what, let's look at a fixed arrangement or a hybrid model as kind of like a better solution. Of course, the critical factor there is you have to look at the end objective of the BPO call center, because calls just saying, I want your money and that's it kind of thing. And then, you were duped into outsourcing to me. But that's why I said it's very critical for the SME company to understand, is the BPO company really trying to understand my requirements as SAP company? Because if it's very superficial, then there might be a superficial assessment later on that, down the road, are you going to support me extensively or not?
Yeah, and again, this is why clients, if they're looking at this full service model, they really need to have confidence in you as the professional behind this whole thing, because they're buying into your sophistication in setting up these processes, your experience in the sector, your experience with these roles. It really is quite a sophisticated operation, isn't it? And exactly. It's not just landlording or putting bums on seats. You're actually building processes for companies.
Sure. Like for example, in our case, we're not a specialist in a specific industry. We don't focus on, for example, the customer service, or we're kind of like a generalist. And as a generalist, you have to be kind of like, good on a broad spectrum. So our core competency is process improvement and streamlining systems and KPIs and metrics to make sure that we meet the target. We look at always step ladder targets. We don't look at, if the end target is this, when we start off the program, don't expect that it's going to be at that level, because of course there's going to be a learning curve. So we're going to look at set targets. On the first week, there's the target. On the second week, there's the target. And as long as there's a positive progression of performance, then we're all set. And that's the most critical factor that really we monitor extensively.
It's incredible insight. And so thank you so much, Fred. And if people, of course, want to reach out to you or Magellan Solutions, how can they do that?
Sure. So you can visit our website. It's at www.magellan, which is magellan-solutions.com. From the U.S., you can call us on our 1-800-371-6224. And then from there, you can tell us what you need and we could assist you from there.
Fantastic. Okay? And of course, all that's in the show notes. But thanks so much for joining us, Fred.
Thank you. Thank you, Derek.
That was Fred Chua of Magellan Solutions. If you want to get in touch with Fred or Magellan, or want to know any more about this podcast episode, then go to our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/149. And as always, if you want to drop us an email or ask us any questions, then do so at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.